I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Spiekemeyer of Sheldon. We invite soybean corn producers to participate in the 4th Annual Northern Corn Soybean Expo, which will be held virtually in two back-to-back morning sessions February 23rd and 24th, 2021. This year's agenda will include a live virtual taping of the U.S. Farm Report. The taping will be moderated by Tyne Morgan, and the panel will feature commodity marketing specialists with a virtual question and answer segment. There will also be weather insights from Eric Snodgrass and a dive into agricultural advocacy with Rob Sharkey, also known in digital circles as the Shark Farmer. This event is free to farmers. Join us from 8 to 11 a.m. February 23rd and 24th, 2021 for our virtual expo event. Registration is open now. Learn more at www.northerncornsoyexpo.com.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Welcome. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. Well, we have a new administration, and the anxiety, I guess, a little bit is people are a little bit concerned about the future of the green agenda for the incoming administration. Well, carbon capture has been something that's been available to farmers since the aught 2000s for all over 10, 15, 12 years. And Land O'Lakes has introduced a new sustainability business. The sustainability business and subsidiary of Land O'Lakes is called Truterra. And the vice president of Truterra joins us now, Jason Weller. Good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the program.
You are very welcome. Tell us, first of all, about Truterra, the name. How did you come up with that name, and what does it represent as a marketing piece?
Well, thanks. Just an opportunity for, of course, to spend some time with you and share a little bit with your listeners. So Truterra is the sustainability business, as you mentioned, at Land O'Lakes. And for your listeners who know us, we are, of course, a farmer co-op, a cooperative of cooperatives, and we're a dairy co-op. So we're a lot of things, and we provide a lot of services around ag technology, crop inputs, seed selection, and of course, dairy services support. Truterra is the sustainability arm of Land O'Lakes. And so through in partnership with our agricultural retailer members and owners of Land O'Lakes, as well as to our dairy co-op members themselves, Truterra and our company are providing sustainability consulting services to farmers. And so a couple of years ago, we launched what we call the Truterra Insights Engine, which is a precision conservation platform, which helps transforms the data farmers are already creating today off their planting equipment, the harvesting equipment, and what their agricultural retailer are providing them in Precision Ag Insights. We add an additional lens to that data to help farmers understand what's happening in their crop fields around erosion, around nitrogen use efficiency, and now around carbon sequestration. And we're very excited because last week we announced the launch of a new service, a new program opportunity we call True Carbon, where farmers now can actually sell the carbon that they are sequestering in their soils, that they're through their crop management and crop production. In many cases, farmers are pulling a lot of carbon out of the atmosphere and storing that back in the soil. And so now there are buyers who are interested in that carbon removal service that farmers are creating. And through True Carbon, now farmers can actually generate and transact those carbon credits.
Now, Jason, this sure sounds a little bit different than the carbon credits that were available through the carbon credit market, say through the CME earlier. How do we quantify what farmers are doing per acre or per square inch, or how do we quantify that and then turn around and sell it?
Yeah, well, we're definitely not doing it by the square inch, but to your point, there is a lot of data that are required. And so what we're really excited about is in the end, we feel that Truterra and our ag retailer members are really on the front edge here of the next revolution or evolution in agriculture. And that's where the future of ag really is increasingly around precision and having a data-driven approach to helping farmers maximize their profitability per acre around their crop production success, maximizing and optimizing their inputs to create as much of an ROI for the farmer. And now carbon credits are in addition to that value proposition, that revenue opportunity on the acre. So one way we think about it, another way is that we can help farmers through the Truterra tool really consider carbon as part of the rotation, that they, in addition to the grain they're producing, they can now actually think about in their farm management sequestering carbon. And much like, you know, double cropping, a lot of farmers are understand, of course, the concept of double cropping. Well, now, in addition to your corn or your beans or your wheat, you can also now double crop carbon. And so to your specific question on the data, that it's a combination of data that we get from USDA, like the soils information, or from the National Weather Service. So we understand pretty well that the inherent properties in that soil in the field. What the farmer who voluntarily enrolls is what they're sharing is that the actual management they use on that field. And then we model that and pull soil samples. So it's a combination of both modeling and actually testing the soils to measure not the practices, but actually how much carbon is in the ground. And we can then compensate the farmer for the difference, how much additional carbon their good farming practices are storing back in the soils. And that's what we're able to then connect them with buyers.
All right. Well, in saying square inch, I was trying to be sarcastic or a little funny, and it was very little funny. But instead of per acre, it looks like it's going to be per ton. And right now, the initial tranche, I guess is one way of putting it, the initial launch of True Carbon is about $20 per ton?
Yes, that's what we're offering is $20 per ton. And the ton in this case is a ton of soil organic carbon. They're really specific. So it's a ton of soil carbon that the farmer has sequestered or pulled in or storing in his or her soils in their crop fields based on adoption of new practices. What's different is this is a kind of a look back program. So this is a little bit different than some other carbon credits your listeners may have heard about, where a farmer can look back up to five crop years. So going all the way back to crop year 2016 through crop year 2020. So if a farmer has made a change in their soil management practices over that time period, it's very likely they're storing more carbon in their soils. And that's what we want to help the farmer quantify through good, you know, data measurement and data capture, as well as that soil testing. And then we can then help bring that farmer, you know, their carbon storage to market and get to $20 a ton for that soil carbon sequestration.
What's a average typical range of how many ton per acre, how many portions of a ton per acre do you anticipate?
The frustrating thing that I know a lot of people that get into this here is it depends. And so the back of the envelope is, you know, we're advising farmers is anywhere from about a quarter ton per acre to up to about a half a ton per acre. Mm-hmm. It depends upon the unique soils, you know, in those fields and your crop rotation and the residue management practices farmers are using in those fields and the weather your fields experience. So a good rule of thumb is roughly anywhere from a quarter to half a ton per acre is what we're anticipating.
And I would assume, just guessing here, that a no-tiller or a farmer who is into minimum till, that they would have a higher return per acre.
Yes. And so it's a combination of both how much biomass, so how much, you know, crop that you're producing and residue you're creating, as well as, you know, in the root zone, the biomass that the plant crops are creating and storing below the surface, as well as how much disturbance of your soil. And so it's not a requirement that a farmer has to be a no-tiller or a never-tiller. It's really thinking about conservation tillage. So through the full rotation, what are your different tillage operations events as you go between maybe from corn to wheat to soybeans or maybe alfalfa's in the rotation? It's really looking at the full rotation and how much ultimately biomass is your system creating, and then how are you minimizing that disturbance of the soil through conservation tillage. And you're right, in the end, no-tillers will probably have more organic carbon, more of that soil carbon in the soil than someone who has more soil disturbance, more tillage. But to be clear, for our program, we're not saying this is only a no-till program. It's really looking at farmers that are using conservation tillage. So that could be ridge-till systems, strip-till, maybe your no-till on part of your rotation. But we're really trying to be as flexible as possible with our farmer customers because we understand that farmers got to manage their fields, and for all sorts of reasons, they need to go in and work the soil to ensure their crop success. And that's where we want to be complementary to their cropping system and not trying to complicate how they grow their crops.
Yeah. Well, Jason, for the livestock producers, how about their pasture land? Is that a possibility to be able to stick some carbon in the soil and store carbon sequestration in pasture land?
Yeah. At livestock is a really, a lot of folks in this soil health movement are very excited about what having livestock in the system means for soil carbon and carbon sequestration. So the key in our program is that the field at some point in its rotation is in row crop production. So it's one of those kind of core grain crops of wheat, beans, corn. So as long as it's in the rotation. Now, if the rotation also includes forage, and if that field is grazed or they've, you know, livestock is part of that rotation, that's great. It's very likely that that field's probably going to have more carbon in the soil. Or if the farmer's using as part of their nutrient management program, they're actually using manure, it's very likely, again, they're likely going to have a higher content of carbon in the soil. So we're not, in the end, a practice-based solution where farmers are paid, you know, per acre for doing a specific practice. What they're paid for is how much carbon, the performance of that field. And this, in essence, carbon becomes almost like another crop. And that's kind of a key distinction of our program. So livestock and manure and, you know, grazing could be part of the program as long as that field is producing a grain crop. That's part of the key for our program.
Okay. All right. Well, how do farmers get involved in True Carbon from True Terra from Land O'Lakes, Jason?
So for listeners who are interested, please check us out online. So let me just start, you know, you, it was one of your questions, Mick, around the name. So True Terra is the name of our business. And it, from a marketing standpoint, it's maybe just to unpack that a little bit. True, is, so this is all Latin. True meaning is, you know, authentic or real. And terra is the Latin word for earth. So it's really honest earth or true earth is really the framing for our business. And we want to be a pro farmer, a help farmers succeed on being as conservation oriented as possible, maximize the ROI, the profitability on the acre, but in this case, also position their farms and their crop acres for additional revenue opportunities. So for folks that want to learn more about us, check us out online. So TruTerra Ag is the website. And I'll spell that. It's TRUTERRA ag.com. So TruTerraAg.com is our website. And there's a lot of information for folks online about just our overall business and who we work with and where we work. We're a very alliance-focused organization. And like I said, we're part of a cooperative system. And we have agricultural retailer members of True Terra today that are offering True Terra services to their farmer customers, their farmer members. And also, if folks want to learn more about the True Carbon offer and program, that's all that information is available online at TrueTerraAg.com.
All right, moving forward, soil stewardship and soil health. Great info, a great company, a great launch, True Terra. Jason Weller, Vice President of True Terra. Hey, thank you for the visit. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll check in with you every now and then.
Please do so. I really appreciate your time, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to visit with your team.
You are very welcome.